Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Recession of sanity.
Well, I consider recession sanity. I don't know what you guys do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on, get involved. Get engaged. Get informed. It's always a good one, too. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me here on the show. All right, I got so much I want to get to. Later on in the show, we're going to talk a little bit about we keep hearing about this cultural appropriation, appropriate this, and I could really have a ball with this one. Appropriate that. And is it really cultural appropriation? I have to ask. So recently, a reporter went out to Navajo Nation, and they were having, I guess, the equivalent of some kind of conference. And he went and he asked a boatload of people, a boatload of Native Americans, as to how they felt about this. But I'll let you hear it from them. Because, again, white people deciding, I should say the white people on the left deciding, what you should be offended by. Right? Who the blacks should vote for. I mean, we've been through this a million times. And Sonia agrees with me. Many of my black friends agree with me. They get their own brain. They know how it works. And you know what? I'm telling my conservative friends, shut up. Stop slowing down. Or stop, telling these people to stop. Let them, for all intents and purposes, let them hang themselves. Let them show how stupid their story is and how much it doesn't make sense. I'm hearing over and over and over again that Top Gun was not a woke movie. Matter of fact, it kind of spits in the eye of that. Now, Vanity Fair wrote a piece which is really kind of funny. They call it Top Gun Maverick, and conservative pundits have taken the culture war to the skies, hailing the blockbuster as a patriotic anti-woke display of militarism and masculinity. Really? Is that what they? Yeah. They also cited the record-breaking box office performance, grossing over $160 million domestically over the long weekend. Now, I wasn't really waiting for the sequel. Seriously. I mean, I think it's great that we got one. I love the original movie. I've watched it over and over. I don't watch many movies over and over and over again, but that's one of them. And I guess this is a pseudo-spoiler alert here. Maverick, he's paid by Tom Cruise, right? And he's been called on to train a squadron of elite U.S. Navy pilots for a bombing run on the rogue state of uranium enrichment plant. Now, No point in the film. Now, this is according to Vanity Fair. No point in the film are questions raised about why the U.S. is bombing this other country, which by going unnamed has led to a media guessing game. The climax sees crews take off from the U.S. Pacific Fleet aircraft carrier while flying an F-A-18E Super Hornet. And, you know, they do, again, they are almost putting this down as if it's a film to recruit young kids. And why should it be? Why shouldn't we be proud of our military men and women? Right? So they go on to say, remember, this is Vanity Fair, it's a Hollywood paper. It shows you how much they hate us. Aside from the Defense Department's propaganda inherent to most of Hollywood's military-themed creations, the film is not overtly political in a way that most Americans would recognize. Most Americans have grown accustomed to the Air Force flyovers at the Super Bowl, World Series. In many regards, Top Gun Maverick feels like a product of the 80s. A decade that saw the U.S. Invading countries like Grenada and Panama, while also in the throes of a Cold War with Russia. You see what they're painting here? Do you see what they're doing? They hate patriotism so much. They hate anybody who loves this country so much that this thing got under their skin to the point where they can't even sleep at night. The writer goes on to say, like the original movie, 1986 movie, it's exhilarating. It's beautiful. It's beautifully produced. It's a military recruitment ad that favors either Republican or Democrat. It manages to portray a conflict over nuclear weapons as downright fun. These people are great. Come on. I mean, work with me here. These people are great. They can't handle it. It's making them nuts. This has led many conservatives to project their own cultural aspirations onto the film. Many have said it's very patriotic. I mean, the military is a bunch of good-looking young people who are going out to defend the country and the international order. That's according to Ben Shapiro. And he makes them nuts, too. Right? And they go on just ripping apart. Now, not the acting. Right? None of that. They go ripping apart basically the theme of the movie. Seriously. Right? The filmmakers, the nice thing about it is they're not treating the military as either victims or mental health problems. They're treating them as true patriots. That's terrible. That can't be patriotism. Nothing in there about equity. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Brad Dinkins joins me after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. Look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him on because I'm going to have a lot of fun with him tonight. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, a great organization that you need to be part of. Brad, before we get rolling here, because you know how we get going, tell people about PJI. Tell them how they can help you.
Yes, it's real easy. Pacific Justice, first off, is a nonprofit, 501c3. faith-based organization, nonprofit, and we defend religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life, all without charge. And we're very committed to making sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. That's our hallmark, and we have offices all over the country. We have actually physical offices in 19 states, and we just opened a new office, and it's official now, in North Carolina. That's the latest add to the
North
to the
Carolina.
Group.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So if you go up the coast, you'll see one that we have an office on the East Coast. Before, we thought of just as, you know, West or West Coast organization or just California originally. But now on the East Coast, we've got an office in Miami, Atlanta, North Carolina, New York, Boston, and Philadelphia. So then, of course, Cincinnati, Detroit, Chicago, Milwaukee, and some other places in Texas and stuff. But we're really doing everything we can to making sure that everyone gets help, and it's a joy to do that, especially in times like now when it's needed so much.
But you're going to be triple busy. I mean, the way things are going, and some of the legislation, the legislation that's coming down. I mean, these guys truly have lost their minds and have decided that they're going to attack. I love how they're trying to attack the Second Amendment, and they're saying, you know, what did Joey B say that it wasn't absolute. And he's obviously done no homework whatsoever when it comes to this. However, Roe versus Wade, which is only 50 years old, is absolute. I mean, it just astounds the mind, does it not?
Yeah. It really does. It really does. consistency is sometimes definitely waning.
But no. They are consistent. They're consistently crazy. That's what I've got to get, let's go there with that. The Parkland, I didn't tell you I was going to talk about this, but I think this is really important. The father from the Parkland shooting who lost a daughter, he's come out a lot over the last few weeks, I think it's been, or last week and change, and he really wants officials to start holding, and you know why I'm reading this, he wants officials to start holding students who threaten violence accountable. And help them through the mental health system, because he thinks that a big part of this has to do with mental health. And he's 100% correct. But isn't it interesting, at the same time, the man who had a daughter killed by somebody who had mental health issues and wants the students who threaten to be held accountable, the state of California votes to end mandatory reporting on students who threaten schools. Let that sink in for a second.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. You want to increase security, you want to increase safety, and you adopt something like this that prevents kids who are threatening harm to not be reported? That doesn't make sense. And
California, apparently. There's something they're pumping in the air up there in the legislature that does make sense with all of this.
You think it would have been pulled after the Texas incident alone.
No.
And then what are they trying to do? Protect criminals? They're trying to protect the criminal juveniles to, I'm baffled by this one. It makes absolutely no sense.
The way they come up with it, George Gascon, who we all grown to really dislike,
criminal's friend.
Yes, he is. I mean, these guys are having his tattoo, or tattoos of his face, put on their body. That's how much they're in love with this guy.
Yeah.
You know? I think it's hilarious. So now he's come across, and he has now said that he wants the LAUSD, that's a lot, for those of you who don't know, it's Los Angeles Unified School District. He wants them to, first of all, reduce their police department down to 90%. I mean, take 90% of them away. And those, the rest of them that are left, he wants them to be gunless. And I think
the
uniforms,
department.
Too.
This
is the
department.
Los Angeles Unified School District Police Department.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. For the LA
school he wants
district.
Them off campus because he said, look, blacks, Latinos, and the LGBTQ community are petrified of these guys. I don't know what world he lives in.
Yeah, I'm, you know, people, the only people afraid of law enforcement should be people who break the law. I mean, that's just logic. I'm just using logic here. So, you know, and unfortunately,
well
a lot of these.
You know how well that works out, right?
Yeah, and unfortunately, a lot of these school, you know, public school teachers in the LA Unified School District of Los Angeles are into the, you know, very left wing, into the woke. And I'm, you know, I can see them actually, you know, trying to create fear, trying to create hate of law enforcement. But it's still, you know, the bottom line is they're there to protect the students from kids who bring a gun on campus and start shooting, or some outsider start, you know, comes on campus and does harm, or if there's drug dealing going on campus. You know, that's that helps provide, you know, safety for young people. And that's very disturbing that Gascon, the district attorney, is has that mindset to not want that protection to be there. LA needs it probably just as much as just about any other school district, with the exception of maybe Chicago's. But you know, it's a serious problem, and I think the voters will speak loudly about that this coming election.
I hope you're right, because we thought the same thing was going to happen with Newsom, and they disappointed me tremendously with that one. Even though he admitted that they were not comfortable with him as governor, they didn't feel safe, and yet they didn't do anything about it. And yeah, I don't know how you fix that. You know, they've been so convinced that Republicans are bad no matter what, and Democrats are always somewhat better in some way, shape, manner, or form. It's brainwashing at a whole different level, don't you think?
Yeah, it's logic out the window for sure. Yeah. But the problem is we're talking. Unfortunately, the those who are going to suffer are going to be our children.
Yeah.
And those in public schools. And I think it's also it's going to result in an increased number of parents pulling their kids out of government schools in Los Angeles.
Well, we got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host, will come back. We'll grab the phone, and then we'll move on from there. We'll be right back.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More Americans worry about inflation and soaring gas prices than COVID-19 when it comes to travel concerns. A Morning Consult survey showing 90% of those questioned say they take gas prices into account when deciding on summer travel. However, about 60% say they were open to taking more trips this year than last year. This as President Biden welcomes Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell to the White House to discuss inflation, where the president says he's confident the officials at the Fed Reserve will help get inflation under control.
Chair Powell and other leaders of the Fed have noted at this moment they have a laser focus on addressing inflation. And with a larger complement of board members now confirmed, I know we'll use those tools of monetary policy to address the rising prices for the American people.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going
to happen. You're back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time you spend with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being part of the conversation, which means you'll be part of the solution because you'll get informed. Hopefully, you'll get as outraged as I am, and you'll want to make a difference. In all sincerity, I mean, you've got to be informed to be able to start speaking before you can go start trying to, you know, go after people. And you really should go after them. You should have a conversation that maybe makes their eyeballs start to twitch. But you only get to do that if you have real information. So make sure you have your facts together. Let me try to pick this up. Ed from Washington has been hanging on for quite some time. And hear what he has to say about what's going on, how to protect our kids in schools. Ed, how are you doing?
Yeah, I wasn't hanging on all that much. Yeah, the one thing that bothers me with all these incidents that are becoming more frequent about killing unarmed people, the thing that bothers me is most of the schools that I see don't have a protective perimeter to keep anyone from just walking in. I mean, once you are forced to have your kid go to a school, then they should have the responsibility of keeping them safe, which they've not done. They've taken a lot of time to make sure that they get raises for the teachers, but they don't care too much, in my opinion, to worry about the safety of the children to which they are not being protected. You know, I just don't get it. You put a perimeter around it, make sure there's a single entry area where people come in. Those areas have people there to review people coming in. That's the minimum you can do. But,
Ed, forgive me, but you're trying to bring logic to the situation. You just had California say that pass a law that now does not make it mandatory anymore to report on anybody making a threat to the school. Or you know, to the school or its inhabitants. It's crazy.
Right. Well, they don't need a law to do that because I've run across some things. And what I do is the whole idea, if you take the authority over the responsibility of protecting people, you have to protect the perimeter. Otherwise, you have no business having that authority. And I'm so tired of people having this lackadaisical attitude, you know, in regards to their authority, responsibility, and not owning up to it. I think the schools should be sued by every one of those parents, whether it's Texas, Seattle, wherever, to make them legally liable for not protecting their children.
Well, I just happen to have the expert on. Can tell us if that's possible. Ed, thanks for the call. Always appreciate it when you call.
Bye.
Well, Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, and Brad, funny that he brings that up, because right now schools are being sued in the state of California by parents of students who feel that they did not get a proper education during a shutdown. Let that sink in for a second. So the schools followed the guidelines that the State Board of Education threw down at them, and they're leaving us flopping in the wind to have to pay the bill for those kids that are, or those parents that are suing because their kids didn't get a proper education. Why wouldn't it work the same way like this? Why wouldn't or couldn't the Susan or the municipalities or whatever, whoever's in charge of the schools, be sued for not protecting their children?
Yeah, it's an interesting theory, and in fact, it may just prevail under the right circumstances. Uvalde, Texas, that may be such a case where, if it can be shown that it was, negligence or even gross negligence that took place there, it wasn't just an error or something that was a discretionary matter, but something that was clear-cut that they should have done, that they didn't do, that they deliberately and knowingly decided to put the children at risk, an unnecessary risk, that's a possibility, definitely. I think that what's really sad, though, is, you know, it came out today that the police department, Uvalde Police Department, and the independent school district have reportedly, and the independent school district police have reportedly stopped cooperating with the Texas Department of Public Safety's investigation into the response to last week's mass shooting at Robb Elementary School. This came out of ABC News reports. The decision to stop cooperating came shortly after the Friday news conference with DPS director, and said the delayed police entry into the classroom was the wrong decision and went against protocol, several law enforcement sources told the news outlet. So that is not a good sign when we see the police and the school district clamming up, not cooperating with the investigation. That's all the more warning that that what is perceived to be a tragedy in terms of what was done and is probably just exactly that, and may even have some more information that shows a lack of discretion and or negligence.
You know, as you were talking, somebody sent me a story that I had read bits and pieces of earlier, but did you hear about the 10-year-old boy that was arrested for making threats to shooting up the school via text?
Yeah.
Florida.
So it was out of Pennsylvania, I think? Or
Well, this one says out of Florida.
Or out of Florida, okay.
Yeah. So the boy's under arrest, and they put him in handcuffs, took him out of the school. Two things I noticed in the story, or two things that were highlighted, is one is the sheriff is noticing that this kind of conduct comes about when the parents are afraid to discipline their children. And they're afraid to discipline their children because they're afraid they're going to be reported. And then what happens? The parents get in trouble for giving the kid a little love tap upside the head. Or any of that stuff. You know, you take away a kid's phone, you take away a kid's ability to converse with the outside world, they pretty much lose it. And so you got parents that are afraid to discipline their children, and he just thought it would be funny.
Yeah. It's and that's a real problem. Is one is the absence of a complete family. A one-parent family, statistically, let's say just the mother, is statistically much more at danger of having a child engage in criminal and even violent criminal conduct than when you have a two-parent family, like a mom and a dad. Number one. Then number two, when you have policies of states that are aggressively threatening parents who discipline their children using reasonable corporal punishment, then that's problematic, because then there's a push against proper disciplining of the child. And then we have situations like we have today, where we have children making threats and not understanding the consequences, and then kids who actually plan out doing things and they're not being proper reporting of it, as reportedly was what happened actually in Uvalde. There was months ahead of time, there was already signs that this was being planned and contemplated and expressed by the perpetrator.
And they didn't move on it. That's what bothered me the most, is they didn't really move on it. When you have these issues go down, the school should be, well, the police should be all over them to make sure that they've got it under control. They've got a handle on it. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I thought with Columbine. I mean, how many years was Columbine? How many years was
it? 20?
Yeah, these other...
About 20 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, about 20 years ago. Yeah, how many, of these events that have taken place years ago, you think we would have things patted down to be sensitive to these warning signs? And then also you'd think that we'd have school districts with policies that would have a quick defense mechanism kicking in. It's very disturbing when we hear that school districts, most school districts, or many schools, especially in states like California, they don't have one person on campus that has a weapon, even a concealed weapon, to kick into action if needed, if kids start being shot by some outsider, much less a proper methodology to filter who's actually coming on campus and who's not. There's so much that needs to be done, and that's one reason why I'm pleased to announce that Pacific Justice Institute actually has on our website a security measures recommended for churches, schools, and even businesses, and we're going to be developing that in the coming months.
Wow.
Even more, with more detail, and customized for different groups, churches, schools, and businesses. We already have a memo online that could be very helpful.
This stuff just floors me that we have to put this stuff up, because schools won't take the initiative on their own. Joe Pacini, your host.
Right.
A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. Brad Dinkins joins you when we return.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
To your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check us out at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. And let me just bring him on. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org, PJI.org. You want to head over there, check it out. Look, you constantly complain about things. Here's a way to help somebody. Give up a cup of coffee, okay? Take the money you do. Matter of fact, fast from coffee for a week at that expensive place you go to and send the money to places like PJI. That's the way to do it so they can keep defending the young ones. They can keep defending us against the craziness that are going on in some of these states. Brad, again, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
You know, Ed brought up some good points, and I meant to really just quickly ask you about them and hit you with them. And I know we kind of touched on it, but you said they'd have to prove negligence or gross negligence in order to sue a school. Is that a big task to do in the legal world?
Yeah, it is. And also, it varies, you know, state by state. In terms of the standard that's invoked and the degree of immunity or qualified immunity that kicks in into play, and the extent to which protocol and standards were followed. But I think it's going to be more apparent the legal remedies as we step back and with more time are able to look at it more objectively. Right now, there's a lot of angry Americans, a lot of angry parents who just look at what happened and just shake their head and says, how could people be so incompetent, so lacking in judgment and in character, for that matter, to allow this to happen, whether you're talking about the police or even policies by the school district. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. But I personally am a strong advocate for public schools to have law enforcement on campus, armed law enforcement. And what Los Angeles is thinking about doing with their schools is makes absolutely no sense, especially considering how dangerous the crime and how high the crime is for LA schools as a general rule. It's just putting kids in a as a part of a shooting gallery potentially with no defense at all. That makes no sense.
I'm there with you. I'm totally there with you. But anyhow, I find all this stuff amazing, and we need to talk more about the Supreme Court and how they come down with rulings. A lot of people don't really understand why they send stuff back the way they do, and we'll hit that at another time when we have more time. But you've got, apparently, in some states, Christian foster parents need not apply, huh?
Yeah, in Oregon, they're invoking a policy where if a married couple, is not willing to renounce their Christian beliefs with regards to LGBTQ lifestyles, then they are not allowed to be a foster parent of a child in Oregon. And that's, I think, very disturbing. They also are being told that they can't, take a child to church, say they're Christians. They can't extend that even to offer to take the child to church.
They can't even offer to take the child to church?
Right.
Wow.
Right. So it keeps the child at distance from the parents and the family, number one. Number two, it's a policy that is completely blind to the needs of the child, the upbringing of the child, even the family that the child came from. And in fact, technically under the law, these states are supposed to put children with families that ideally are from the same family background in terms of faith. Ideally, it's in terms of also the same cultural background. The goal is to make it as comfortable and less traumatic for the child as possible. Well, you're basically, with these restrictions, cutting out a large number of parents who would otherwise be able to meet the needs of a large number, if not the majority, of students or kids who came from families that did have faith, and families that had parents who had the same beliefs as traditional Christian parents do. So this is a real shame, basically saying Christians need not apply, is effectively what the state of Oregon is saying when it comes to foster care. And that is outrageous. Needless to say, we don't take this lightly. We've already filed our lawsuit, and our attorney, Ray Hack, who heads up our Oregon office, has both feet in the ring, and we're going to take this all as far as we need to.
This is like right in your face discrimination, is it not? I mean, seriously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And, that's where we are in our society, where it's not about civil rights. It's about you thinking the right way. And if you don't think the right way, which is radical leftist, it doesn't matter about civil rights, equality, discrimination against groups of people based on their faith. That's the mindset. And it's a very dangerous mindset for those of us who really appreciate true civil liberties and our Constitution.
Somebody sent me a story while you were talking about, I guess the Supreme Court nixed a Texas law that would stop the media, social media platforms, from pulling down political speech or pulling down, you know, that kind of thing. And it was
I'm familiar with
this. 5-4 ruling. Did you read about it all or not?
Yes. And what's really interesting, so it's 5-4, first off, so it's very narrow, number one. Number two, we're dealing just with, you know, temporary stay. So we're not dealing with them dealing with the whole case on the merits. That's going to be another day. The case will come up on, you know, after it's all done on the merits. We're just looking at their attempt to say, hey, can you just, you know, please, you know, stop this, you know, halt the state law from going into effect. And they say, yeah, we'll halt it from going into effect for now until we hear the whole case on the merits. And, but it was interesting is the breakdown. I thought it was going to be that, you know, traditional 5-4 with Justice Roberts flipping one side or the other. This is really interesting. So the majority, I believe, has Roberts and then Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, along with Breyer and Sotomayor. And right. Then on the other side, you have Alito, Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, you know, and Kagan from the left. it's an interesting, it's almost like the court wants to tell the world, you know, calm down. See, we're not, you know, left and right. We have independent minds. You know, it's because this is a really interesting mix, but it just shows that, you know, quality justices, they are independent thinkers. They have their own philosophies and legal theories. And
What would Kagan's reason be for this other than if she truly believed it was an all-out attack on the First Amendment?
Yeah. So Kagan was on the side of saying that Texas could enforce this provision, this law that says that these entities can't filter out. So, yeah, you're right. It's arguably a free speech position, a state's effort to invoke free speech in the private sector. Arguably, the First Amendment doesn't apply to the private sector. So here you have an agency with statutes trying to say, hey, we want to expand the free speech protections in the private sector on social media. Those who adhere and respect and value free speech on these platforms would cheer. And I think Kagan, you know, she's expressed an appreciation for the First Amendment. There's three different cases in the last few years where she ruled in favor of the free exercise clause under the First Amendment, right next to the free speech clause, by the way. So she's, you know, she's shown a clear respect for the First Amendment in that context. I think she has a keen appreciation for free speech as well.
Couldn't
I think
you,
that's what threw it.
Couldn't you go after this? Couldn't you go after this based on discrimination, where they're pulling one down as opposed to the other? That the opposing view is getting more play or not?
They could argue that, and there is some provisions that you could apply some exceptions to the general rule that came from a federal statute that's actually these social media are banking on. Actually is a federal law that was intended actually to clean them up and be anti-pornography. Well, the Supreme Court threw out the anti-pornography part of the law, but they kept the part that gives them protection to be able to edit as they wish and yet be protected against lawsuits as an editor, if you will. So it's really, I mean, this is a statutory dilemma created by the government, and they need to hold them accountable. If they have a free speech, if they are who they say they are, they've created an open platform of speech, then they need to allow that to exist. So they're going to engage in editing and censoring. Well, then they should be open for liability and scrutiny of the like.
This makes my head swim. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Find them at pji.org. Go help them. They're out there helping you. Be back in a little bit, people. You got me alone in the next hour, and I'm on it. I'm not happy. We'll be back.